BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily, our podcast. And hi if you're about to go to sleep and are listening. I know a lot of people use this as a sleeping aid. Today on the show, why Becky is leaving us at the end of this week. I know. Also, more rubbish spewed from the mouths of haters on Loving the Trolls, but through the voice of Lawrence so it doesn't hurt. And how Chris and Becky nearly copped off with each other on Tap End.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay then, here is our announcement, and it's to do with you, isn't it, Becky?
Yes.
Really sad news, and it's something that we've all kind of thought about a lot, and it's been kind of happening off air for a while. But this Friday is going to be Becky's last show with us between 1 and 4. And it's going to be kind of weird, really. We haven't really told you about it until now because, you know, we don't want to fuss, do we?
I don't like making a scene.
We don't like attention.
No.
But just kind of run us through why you're leaving, just so people know.
Well, I haven't been on the show full time for a while. A while ago, I got quite ill. I got MS,
yeah,
which is rubbish. And then I stopped walking, stopped being able to rap. That was quite a hard
awful
moment for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've decided that I want to come back to work full time, but I can't do it.
Because you'll notice that Becky's been kind of on and off for one. You've been,
yes,
on like a couple of days, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
So this has all kind of been happening for a while now.
Yeah.
And there've been a few quite scary moments, haven't there?
Yeah. It's actually, do you know what? It's actually diagnosed, not properly diagnosed, obviously, but diagnosed by some listeners on Twitter, you know, ages ago, reading out my texts.
Yeah. Because I remember, I think we were doing the breakfast show one day and,
yeah,
you were describing what you were feeling.
Yeah.
And loads of people were texting and going, sounds like what I've got.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened.
So thank you for that, because I went, yeah, to the doctor. So that was, yeah, thank you very much for your text in. But yeah, no, I think I need to look after my health and safety rather than yours. And,
yeah,
basically, if I'm being honest, you are way too demanding.
I know.
So I'm going to go and do something else.
Now she's leaving me. She's taken the best years of my life and now she's off. How long have you been on?
5 years since I took over.
Serious?
From Laura, yeah.
Obviously, I'm really sad about this. We've had lots of chats about it, like I said, off air, and it is the best thing to do, but I am going to miss you.
Aww.
I really am.
It's going to be weird.
I see you more than most people.
And, like, we still will have lunch together and stuff, won't we, Becky?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you're not going far, are,
no,
you?
No, I'm not leaving Radio 1. I'm going to go and work with Alet.
In fact, are you?
Mm. Right. We're planning big projects.
I'll be able to see you because you're going to, like, I'm here.
Mm.
Well, you'll be just over there, right?
Yeah.
So I'll still be able to wait. We will still have lunch, right?
Yeah, I know Chris just keeps looking at me as if to go, you are still going to go and get my lunch for me, aren't you? Yes, I will keep doing that if you want.
Oh, well, there we go.
Outed.
There we go.
Well, you know there's always a place for you here, but, like, you'll come and see us and stuff, and, mm-hmm, we'll definitely still have lunch.
Anytime you need a wrap.
Yeah.
How often is that going to be?
Well, so yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, really. But like I said, we've been talking about it for a while, and that is happening on Friday. It's going to be Becky's last day, which gives us, Chris, 4 days to arrange something great.
I know. We can, do you know what? I'm confident that we can actually pull this out the bag. We can do something good.
No. The last time you arranged something like a surprise for me, do you remember when you and Choppers booked those Chippendales? Thinking that was what all girls wanted for their birthday.
You don't.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're all really sad about it, but that's happening on Friday. It's Becky's last show. And we're going to make it a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Brace yourself. Here's Tap End.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
It's a cold Monday lunchtime, but this should cheer you up. It's another 24 years at the Tap End.
Controversial one, this one today, because I'm not going to one specific year. It's more a tribute to one special person in my life, Becky Huxtable.
Well, it only seems fitting after what we've just heard.
Yeah. So in preparation for this big announcement that you've made, I've made a 24 years at the Tap End today, which is dedicated, it's like a celebration of your life.
Brilliant.
Or more like our life together. Does that make any sense?
Have we had much of a life together?
We've had moments.
Have we?
Now I'm going to be very honest in this, I warn.
Right.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Right, who does this affect? All of us.
I think everyone, but...
No. Is it one of those... Is it going to be make us feel awkward?
I don't think so.
Who comes off worse out of it?
We'll soon see.
Oh, God. It stresses me out when you say that. Oh,
so I'm going to take you to... I suppose it's like the last 4 or 5 years at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I am Keynes of Leon.
I am... Let's see.
No rush.
He's obviously not that keen if it's taken him this long.
Can I be the late Alexander McKean?
Yes, you can. And I'm going to be Her Royal Highness Bekeen Huxtable.
That's awful.
Again, a tribute to your great self.
Oh.
Big up your chest.
What?
Is that one? No.
What is that?
Big up yourself.
Why did you say big up your chest?
I don't know. Ready?
Ready.
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 I'm a bit scared.
I've shared around 4 years of my life with Becky at my Tap End.
Can I just say straight off that we've never been together at the actual Tap End?
In the bath.
He's talking about his life, not actually together sharing a bath or hot tub or any sort of... We've never been in water together, have we?
We've never been in water together. No, that's an interesting
There was much
thought.
Talk of a Scott Mills Show hot tub evening at one point, but that sort of...
I never got around to it. Is it a bit like that... Did anyone see Mr. Selfridge last night?
Yeah.
That's what
I did not need to see that.
That's what you and him would have been like in the Tap End together.
I first met Becky when she worked on a show called The Edith Bowman Show on BBC Radio 1. I found her quirky ways intriguing, and she wasn't afraid to be herself. The first time I met her was around Christmas time a few years ago. I had gone to meet up with Scott in a pub in North London, and Becky was there. She wasn't drinking all that much, but I treated her to a shot and a drink of her choice.
You see, I don't remember this at all.
Is this the first time you met?
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember it?
No. And she told me about how much she hoped to work on the Scott Mills Show, an ambition that would later become true. She was strong in body and spirit and held herself well.
He means fat.
No, I don't mean fat.
No one ever describes a woman as strong in body unless you're talking about a larger lady.
I don't mean that at all. I just mean, as I've said it before, you can handle yourself.
She was a bubbly young woman.
Yes.
No, she wasn't bubbly at all. I feel throughout the time me and Becky have spent at the Tap End that physically we have got to know each other very well. I still have etched in my mind the time we once played innuendo bingo. Becky exposed her left breast to me.
This wasn't intentional.
The result of a wardrobe malfunction, I was led to believe.
Yes, it was.
Didn't do it on purpose, Chris.
No, who does that?
But there was a glint in her eye that almost suggested to me that she wanted me to see. I was a gentleman, though, and told her to put them away.
This is unbelievable.
Put them away, love.
Also, if I'd wanted to flash him, why would I flash one? Who does that? When do you see that? You don't ever. If you're going to flash, you flash it all.
As I said, you have quirky ways.
You don't moon someone with one cheek.
One thing me and Becky share. Sorry.
Whoa, you can't pause there.
No. One thing me and Becky share a passion over is food. And we have bonded many times over food. We've had some incredible lunches together and have enjoyed eating many different types of food. It was Becky that introduced me to sushi. When I was requested for a reason I can't really remember why, to eat sushi off Becky's chest.
Oh no, I'd forgotten about this.
That was brilliant.
Oh, that's awful.
Is that video still on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
That's so good.
There is a video of this on YouTube, which can be found by typing in Chris, Becky, sushi and chest.
Can I just make out that it was shot to make it look like I've got no clothes on, but obviously I have. It was just a vest top. It's just the way it's filmed that makes it look like I'm naked.
The video for this has had over 80,000 views. And according to the statistics, is most popular amongst males aged 45 to 54 that live in Jersey.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Becky has always been a popular girl with the male demographic. Guys want to be her, girls want to sleep with her.
That's not right, is it?
Have I got that the wrong way around?
I think that's the wrong way around.
It is the wrong way. No, well...
Guys want to be her, girls want to sleep with her. I see Becky every day, and it's hard not to get close to someone that you're in contact with every day. But I think generally, mutually, there is very little attraction.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Generally, I think Becky views me as a lovable nuisance, much like some kind of dog. I was trying to think of a specific example, but I couldn't.
What, a specific dog?
Yeah, like a sort of... Do you know what I mean? One that you love, but you sort of... is massively annoying. But one time in Edinburgh, I did notice a shift in her feelings. She'd had a cider or two more than normal. It'd been a long day for her, having worked hard on the cabaret show that was being performed at the Edinburgh Fringe. She was wearing her trademark top, blue jeans and Converse, and she had applied makeup. I have a picture from this evening, which I'd taken earlier the night on my camera phone.
That was when I got... do you remember East End Cabaret? I did a couple of songs at our Edinburgh thing, and one of them has got half a face painted like a man with a big tash and stuff.
Oh, I just thought that was your evening.
What's it called? It's called something. Is it called a Victor Victoria, where half of you is like half beautiful and half of you is like a man?
God, I must have had more than I thought, because I thought that was her...
her makeup.
Her makeup.
For the evening.
A massive curly moustache.
Look at the picture
on
closely.
Half of my face.
That's clearly a tash.
She was being friendlier than normal, and we were engaged in deep conversation. Emotions were running high, and I felt a closeness to Becky that I had not felt before. And as she spoke, a song began to enter my head. I realised we were having a moment. Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends, unexpectedly.
Probably just picking up a pen.
Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same. Ever a surprise.
Which one are you thinking I am at this point?
Ever as before, and ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song. Bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. To be honest, I wasn't sure who was the Beauty and the Beast. In my head, I was counting myself
Belle,
as the Beast.
You
can't say that.
No, I mean, I was counting myself as the Beast. But then, I don't know, I've just seen the photo of the makeup.
But I am taller than you, so... But I'm taller
you're not
than you,
taller
so
than
I would
me.
Probably
you
be... I am taller
you're
than
not
you.
Taller than
I am
me.
Taller than you, though.
He is. She is,
he
though.
Is.
He is, though. Strong in body.
But that night, the clock struck midnight and Becky left. And has ever since denied what we both felt that night.
Can I just say, a lot of this has been misinterpreted. This was not what was happening at all. We were in a bar in Edinburgh. I was just having a normal conversation with someone else. You come along, put your arms around me and start telling me how much you love me and how, why don't I like you more in the office and can't we sort it out? And you really love me and you've never told me before, but you're really embarrassed, but you want to tell me how much you feel about me.
As I said, she's ever since denied it.
Yeah.
But I will remember that moment.
So, differing stories here. Did you get off with each other that night?
I can't be sure that I didn't.
That's never good, is it? Becky?
No, we didn't.
Come on.
That was way later.
If there's ever a time to admit it, it's now.
Like I said, it was way later on than that. It wasn't in Edinburgh.
When was that then? Oh.
9 months before Maximus was born.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's dedicated to you.
Can I just ask as well, if I was to remain anonymous in this story, what old-fashioned lady's name would I have had?
Oh, great question.
Betty?
Yeah, Betty, I think, would be right, wouldn't it?
Betty Huxtable. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. For taught strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, the haters have been sending in their messages like they do through various platforms, Twitter, Facebook, for some of our videos as well, leaving the comments. So we put them through the voice of Lawrence, because then it doesn't hurt anymore. You know Lawrence, with a silly voice, our computer, and makes all the venom from the haters immediately evaporate. Loving the Charles is coming up. There's lots of lovely messages still pouring in from my friend Rebecca here. It's really nice, isn't it?
It's really nice. Did you see that it's made the news on some websites?
Yes.
I'm a little bit concerned, because I think it's been taken out of context. Because at one point I said, I've got MS, I stopped being able to walk and being able to rap. Now, that's not actually one of the symptoms.
No,
just
it's
can
not.
I say, like, I don't want it appearing on websites going, MS causes disability.
And lack of rapping.
Stops people from being able to rap.
I know, because my mum's got it and she's never tried to rap. Oh, well, actually.
Well, maybe that's what, why? Is it regard?
That's probably why.
So is this your official statement? This is what they're saying?
Yeah, I think if you don't listen, like obviously because we do Becky raps or have done on the show, then if you listen to the show it makes sense. Yeah. But out of context, if you're just reading it on the internet...
it's like it's a main symptom.
I've been able to... Not rap since. It's a bit weird.
It's more that sometimes my speech is a bit slurry, not that I just can't rap.
Just to clear that up. This is a nice one. Hi, Becky. I never normally text into Radio 1, but this is an exception. You've been a staple of my school/university life. So make me feel old.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for all your work and sense of fun and lols. That's really nice. Thank you for all your messages. Really sweet. Okay. On the flip side of that, Loving the Trolls is next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the part of the show where we say, take that to the haters, because it's Loving the Trolls. I like this one. Jess has just sent a text going, hey Scott, don't listen to people who might say that what you do doesn't matter. Tad awkward if no one's ever said that.
Oh.
Thanks, Jess. So, with that, it's time for Loving the Trolls. We're loving the Trolls. Oh, come on, it's your last week.
No, but you know what happened last week?
It was awful.
You've been pushing me to do it for ages. I did it. There was an awful reaction, enough to fill 6 weeks of Loving the Trolls. So I'm not going to...
Well, assume you practiced. Give it another go.
Oh, okay.
Just you.
Really? Loving the Trolls!
No, okay, no, don't. Chris? Take my hand.
Loving the Trolls. Yeah, we're loving the Trolls. We're loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loving the Trolls. Yeah. Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls. Yeah. It's time for Loving the Trolls. What are the Trolls saying this week? We put them through the computer voice of Lawrence, so that anything that they may say, which may be hurtful, just doesn't hurt anymore. A lot of people, this is up there with innuendo bingo in terms of favourite things that we do. So here is Monday's Loving the Trolls. It's a nice thing to do on a Monday, I think, just to kind of get you real positive and vibed up for the rest of the week.
Brilliant.
Okay, Chris, brace yourself.
Ready.
It won't hurt because it's with Lawrence's voice.
That's all good.
Let's go. Here we go.
Chris, what is that jumper about? That ain't fashion. That's your dad's jumper. You are shocking.
Ooh. Harsh words about the
you
jumpers.
You are shocking.
You are shocking.
Now, which jumper would that
it's
be?
It's shocking.
You do have a collection of Christmas jumpers. Well, they're not Christmas jumpers, but with the ones with the pattern on is your new look, I feel. Mm.
I think that it's the one. You know, me and you had that picture taken the other day.
Yes.
I think it's the one from that.
Do you mean the red one?
Yeah. Sort of...
No, beigey.
Beigey, but it's got like a red bit across the top.
Well, I mean, that's not my dad's jumper.
Looks almost identical to that one. Did you get them in a twin pack?
I basically go to one store and
you know what he's like with shopping. He can't do it. He goes, ah, oh, I'm stressed. This shop's stressing me out, and leaves. So what he'll do is just pick two off the same rail. Or you're right. It might be a January sale bog off.
Mm.
Chris, what is that jumper about?
Yeah.
It was, you know what it's like. You get a lot of vouchers for Christmas. You go out. Really, you can only spend it on Christmas jumpers then, can't you? Because that's all the stuff that's in the sale.
Also, it's freezing now. I think it's fine to wear the Christmas look again.
I like it.
Okay, and the next one, Becky, you ready?
Oh, ready.
Here's the troll.
Becky, not fancy doing your hair. Just a little bit of lippy or just a little bit of makeup. Yet again, sharking.
Sharking. Shocking, that means.
Is it the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It must be, yeah. It's written in the same way, isn't it?
Mm. Right, so no makeup and no hair. Well, we don't have a stylist here.
I instantly don't like people that say lippy, so yeah. I'm not getting any flack from him.
Actually, yeah, that's horrible. It's up there with bubbly.
Yeah, not a bit of lippy.
Do you want some bubbly? Have a little glass of bubbly with my hubby. Okay, thank you. Thanks for your comments.
And no,
we don't care.
I hadn't done my hair. Good.
No, it's radio. Deal with it. Next.
Nice to eventually put a face to that annoying, cringeworthy, retuned to Kerrang laugh.
What?
I think that might be mine.
Your laugh? Yeah. I want to hear it again.
Nice to eventually put a face to that annoying, cringeworthy, retuned to Kerrang laugh.
Kerrang laugh?
I've got a retuned to Kerrang laugh. He doesn't like it so much he listens to that.
Oh, reaching to Kerrang.
Oh.
It must be awful.
What is that? Is that still on? I thought it was a magazine. And then there was a radio station. Is it not still on, is it?
I don't know.
I thought he was describing your laugh. I thought he was saying you got a retuned Kerrang laugh. I didn't know what that meant.
He's got a rock laugh. Yeah. Rah! Sure. All right, thanks for that. And good luck with that station. Yeah, cool. Happy listening. Next.
They say you should never meet your hero. Well, I think same goes for your favourite radio DJs. You just look weird. No offence, Orote.
I like it. I love it when it's no offence after.
No offence or out, but you just
no offense,
look weird.
But you look like a munter. Well, thanks. It is true, though. I mean, radio people do look a bit weird, don't they?
Mm.
Generally. I mean, I'm including myself in that. We just look a bit weird.
If you don't know what someone looks like, and you hear their voice all the time.
Like, it's always on going, oh, you don't look like you sound. What does that mean?
It's always nice when people have to tell you that.
Yeah.
Because I've always known what you look like, but I'm trying to work out in my head what I think you were if I didn't know what you look like.
Well, we've done this before. Do you remember when we got people to send in e-fits of what they thought we both looked like if you didn't know what we looked like?
I imagine myself, I don't know what I've... See, I think Chris would look more laddie than he actually does.
Brilliant.
Mm. I'd obviously look hotter.
Yeah, same here, really.
No, you can't. No, you missed it there, Scott. You're meant to go, absolutely not.
Oh.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. On your last week. Anyway, we all look weird. I don't care.
Yeah, obviously you would look hotter, Becky,
Yes, you would look hotter. No, that's not wrong. What am I saying?
No.
What's the right answer to that with girls?
No, Becky, you couldn't get any hotter than
you
are.
No, you're hot enough. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah. Or we get doubles. I mean, in future, whenever there's pictures of us, we get some doubles to do it. Do you know what I mean? Some really super hot people. We go recruiting or something. I don't know.
How's that going to work on India and a bingo?
Oh, I don't know.
Right. Masks.
That's a good idea. And finally on the trolls.
I like Grinny, Greg James, Hugh Stevens and Danny Howard better than you. I'm entitled to my opinion. And that is, your show is crap.
Brilliant, put that on the trail.
Can we have...
I really like that.
Play it one more time.
Okay. At least they're still listening to Radio 1.
I like Grinny, Greg James, Hugh Stevens and Danny Howard better than you. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yes.
And that is, your show is crap.
Thank you very much.
No offence or root.
Or root.
No, we didn't put that.
No offence or root.
Or out. And that was a very good Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Take it to the breakdown, Chris.
Loving the Trolls.
Loving the Trolls. Slower.
Loving the trolls,
is it?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris are busy putting together a spectacular for Friday's show, which are going to make the opening of the Olympics, the ceremony there look like a village hall panto.
Yes.
Probably not. I think that's...
How much budget have you got? I thought we had no budget for this.
Maybe people expect too much, if I say that.
We're calling in favours.
We are. All over the shop. Mm. You don't even know what's going on. Are you excited?
More nervous, more scared than excited at the moment.
She had rolled eyes, though. She just rolled her eyes.
No, I think if the one that doesn't speak was involved, I think I'd trust it more. But you two.
Oh, no, he's involved
planning
also.
Anything. Okay.
On our sort of guidance, we've
yes.
said what we'd like.
We come up with an idea, he goes, nope. that's happening a lot.
Most of the stuff that you say you're planning, I end up doing last minute because you've forgotten.
Yeah.
So I look forward to Thursday.
We're on it.
Seriously, we've never been more organised. Mm. Anyway, the reason that is happening, it's Becky's last day on the show on Friday. A lot of people won't have heard this because you've not been very well lately, for a while actually now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people won't even know why, because we haven't really said it on air. Like, you've been on air a bit, you've been doing a couple of days here and there. Mm. But you may have noticed that Becky hasn't been appearing as much for a while now. Mm. So just talk people through why, because a lot of people are a little bit worried now we've said this.
Are we doing like a surgery bit?
I think it needs to, really.
Do you want me to tell you it's all going to be fine?
Yes, well, it is fine, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, is Becky okay? And really worried.
I think a lot of people don't know what MS is.
No.
And I think a lot of people also think that it's something that only affects old people, when actually loads of young people have it.
Yes.
It's like multiple sclerosis, which means that there's little bits of my brain which are scarred. And that affects like how my brain will sometimes forget to tell the rest of my body to do things.
Yes.
So like sometimes I'll stand up and fall straight over because my brain hasn't told my legs to work.
Yes.
Or like I won't be able to write or...
Yeah, sometimes the messages don't get through
Totally mixed messages.
Yeah.
And I have to say it's quite... Like sometimes I'm totally fine and then the next minute I'll be like crazy kind of walking or whatever. Like me and the one that doesn't speak and Chris went for lunch the other day and I was totally fine and then I got up and my legs just went really wonky.
Yes.
And you can't get rid of it. There's nothing you can do about it.
And sometimes, like you say, some days you're okay. Some days, like, your speech can be a bit slurred sometimes. Mm-hmm. Loads of different things can happen and it affects lots of people in lots of different ways. I've got this from somebody just now. I missed Becky saying about it earlier on the show today, but heard from someone else. My boyfriend just texted me to tell me, I'm 24 and I was diagnosed with MS in November. I know how crappy it is. I've always really liked Becky in the show and just want to let her know that I'm thinking of her. We can fight this. I've got personal experience of this before as well, because my mum has it in a different strain, but it's still the same kind of thing. Hers just gets worse as she gets older, but it's a different strain.
And I think it can be quite hard for young people, because a lot of the time people just think you're drunk.
Yes.
Like you can be walking down the road and people will be like, oh, look at her.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and my speech is slurry and I'm walking funny and actually I'm still totally the same, but I just can't control what's going on.
Or in the, like you said, in the canteen when we're downstairs. You know,
it's... But I think the more you tell people about it and the more people know what it is,
yeah,
then obviously the more people can help. But it's not going to kill me. It's, no. You know, it might make some days worse than others, but I'm going to be totally fine.
Yeah. And it's good, because I think like this is important for me as well, because you're right. Like a lot of people don't know anything about it and they don't know that it does and can affect younger people as well as older people, because some people think it's just for, you know, it just affects older people. So that's what's happening. And Becky's going off to work with Alid.
Well, a lot of people now think that because I'm ill, I've got to go and work on the surgery. I'm not actually...
it doesn't work like that.
I've been sectioned off. No, I chose to go and I'm going to go and work on like big creative projects. So I'm not actually working on the surgery. I'm going to work on big creative things. So.
But you'll still come and see us. We must do lunch.
Yeah.
Like, that's
we're not what they
just
all
saying
say.
That. Like, we are actually going to do that.
You sound like a master
of lunch. So Becky's last day on the show, not a radio one, but on this show, is going to be on Friday.
Mm.
And now
let's
what we've got to do
one.
is make it great, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1's Dan and Phil are here.
Hey.
Hello. See, it's much smoother that way.
Yeah,
it's
amazing, nice to Phil hear that. And Dan is Phil is not... What? Yeah, who? Dan and Phil. Yeah, there we go. Now everyone knows who we are.
One of the favourite things that I ever said, according to the one that didn't speak, one of his favourite things when I was promoting that you were coming up on the show a few months ago was, so, if you like the internet, you'll love them.
If you like the
generally,
internet.
The internet.
It's just any aspect. Much easier now. So how was your first show last night on Radio 1?
Amazing.
It was like a weird dream. I'm not sure it's actually happened.
Yeah, we're not sure
it happened.
You did do a show before, because I remember listening to... Uh-huh. Weren't you on Christmas Day?
We were on Christmas Day, but this was our first ever live one. So instead of just, press play, sit down, go on Twitter, this was like, oops.
Yep. Oh, we're live.
We're live.
Yep.
And there's that edit thing of people could watch you as well.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Crazy.
Radio, TV together as one.
The future. Yeah. Wow, wow.
How was it?
It was brilliant. We had people sending in their own music videos for the tracks, which was really exciting.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, homemade music videos for every single song, and they were really good as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we had some good callers as well. We had a male Justin Bieber fan, which was rare.
Possibly the only male Justin Bieber fan, so that was quite epic.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a bit weird though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The papers are probably onto him already. Like, hi, can we speak to you?
Breaking news.
Yeah. That's a good idea, because I know that Jamila plays the top 10 actual videos of the top 10 between 6 and 7, but then you play listener videos. That's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite interesting, actually, because sometimes it's nice to, you know, see something a bit more homemade, which is cool, because the whole show is very interactive. You know, we want it to be like the show where every aspect of it is controlled by the audience.
Yeah, and if anyone listening wants to make us a video, they can, and send it to danandphil@bbc.co.uk.
Just pick your favourite song and make a music video to it, and then play it on radio.
Give us the email again.
danandphil@bbc.co.uk.
And you might be on. You might be on 7 o'clock Sunday night. Yes. Are you ready to play a bit of Real or No Real?
Definitely.
We are so ready.
Okay, so a selection of things that are true and a selection of things that really aren't.
Okay.
Are they real or no real? Becky, are you in this?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got a lot of scores to keep today, Christa.
I think I'm just going to pair these two up together. That's fair enough,
isn't
it? That's
fine, we can be one entity. Is that unfair? I don't know.
They're probably bored of that. They're their own people, yeah?
Let us live separate lives.
Please.
We're not Ant and Dec.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't me and you, Chris, go against Dan and Phil?
Tag team.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Like this.
Okay, so here it is. Today's Real or No Real. First fact, or is it?
Former Radio 1 DJ Joe Wiley had a few hits in the 1980s as one half of the group Mai Tai.
Have you heard of Mai Tai?
Yes, but I don't think...
I haven't.
I haven't heard of Mai Tai.
I thought it was a cocktail.
I thought it was a cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like the name of a group, though.
Mai Tai. I can't imagine Joe Wiley singing.
It's such a good image in my head, though. I want it to be real.
I think she's a bit too shy. I don't think she would have been a pop star. I'm not playing, though.
Discuss it amongst yourselves. Thanks, Scott. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Dan seems quite confident. I'm going to go with Dan. No real.
No real for you. Well, I'm just trying to work out. I mean, has she got music in her family? She's not related to the Wiley, is she?
Excuse me, she is music.
But I mean singing. And or rapping.
I don't think so.
I'm saying no real, Becky. How about you?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. That one is no real.
Shame. Oh. I would have liked to have seen that.
I wanted it to be Beyonce.
Yes.
It's not true.
And next.
Celebrophilia is the abnormally intense desire to have a romantic encounter with a celebrity.
What?
No.
Celebrophilia.
I'm not going to make any jokes about this. No, I'm just going to... Phil, take this one before I...
Celebrophilia.
Is that a real thing?
That can't be a real thing.
Cerebral something, isn't it? Mm. Like a brain fetish or something like that.
What are you saying, Becky?
Moving on.
I think it might be true, because there are a lot of strange people out there.
Yes.
And there's also a lot of people that fancy Chris, so I think that celebrophilia is an actual thing.
Because there's a lot of weirdos who fancy me.
Yeah.
It's good logic.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not conventional. None of us are.
Brilliant.
We were saying about this. No, we were saying about this earlier. Radio people generally look weird. This is back to Loving the Charles earlier.
Yeah.
I'm lumping myself in.
Chris, we should say real.
I've been really offensive today, and I don't know why.
Let's go real.
We're going no real.
No real for sure.
Not on purpose.
What?
No real.
Okay.
That one is real.
Yeah.
That's a word.
And
I'm shocked.
It's true. And next.
The internet is likely to become full by the end of 2014 unless people start deleting things.
Well, this is for you guys, really.
We are from the internet, so I should know if there's any room left.
You kind of run it.
Yeah, I mean, deleting my past currently, you know, just stalkers everywhere. So it's like, oh, delete all tweets prior to whatever so people can't work out that picture I Instagrammed from my grandma's house in 2006 or something like that.
Yeah.
I like to think that the internet won't get full, otherwise everyone's lives will just completely implode.
There are a lot of websites out there, though.
There are, I've noticed that.
Maybe they're running out.
There are a lot of websites on the internet.
Yes, there are. Chris, your views?
My views on the internet getting too full?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's definitely a case for it, but I don't think it's...
be the apocalypse.
Yeah, their server can't be that big, can it? I'm going to say real.
One internet server. That's all there is.
This is all on Tim Berners-Lee, isn't it? His home computer.
I love it.
It's just going crazy.
Brought him out in the Olympics. Everyone's like, who are you? Oh, what, the god of the universe?
I know.
The internet.
Who actually knew?
I didn't know.
No. You didn't know?
No.
But you're the internet.
I felt like a traitor.
He created me, and I didn't know who my creator was.
He gave you everything in your life, and you never said thanks.
I like it that he kept a low profile up until then, though.
Yeah,
and then he just appeared in like the middle of a giant Tron circuit in the Olympic Stadium.
Chris thinks he. We were trying to get him a few DJ gigs a while ago.
He could do Ibiza. I mean, if I knew he was in a club or something.
DJ
like...
set? Real or no real, the internet will soon be full.
No real.
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Wah, wah, wah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a surprise.
I know.
He must have bought extra gigs.
Yep.
And next.
When hippos are upset, their sweat becomes red.
I think I've noticed if you only ever see hippos in the context of them fighting each other, don't you? It's never, chilling out hippo. It's like, wow, look at the giant
always
mouths.
Fighting, and generally on TV.
And they're never bright red. I think we would have noticed if they were just like disco hippos.
Though the animal kingdom is very weird. So it wouldn't
surprise
me.
That is the sort
me.
Of fact that would be true.
Did you see, what's that David Attenborough show at the moment with the giraffe? Africa, that's it. And with the giraffes
they're
belting
fighting.
Each other.
The giraffe fight.
Whoa.
Best thing
that was the
ever.
Weirdest thing I've ever
never seen.
Never seen
anything like
too
it.
Too many legs.
Hippos have red sweat when upset.
Oh, it could be one of those weird animal things, couldn't it, Becky? Mm. I'm going to say real. Is that okay with you?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I know that hippo milk is pink, so maybe
that
it comes from
true.
The same areas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you now changing your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go real as well.
That one is real.
Way! Yes.
Why haven't they put that on TV? Or maybe they haven't seen it. And finally...
Radio 1 DJ Pete Tong had a few hits in the 1980s under the name Terence Trent D'Arby.
Terence.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the name I would have picked.
Is this not the same as the Joe Wiley one with just a different name? Okay.
Perhaps.
So,
of all the names to go for?
Yeah.
Was that in the 80s?
Yeah, it was like Trent Terence Trent D'Arby.
Terence Trent D'Arby.
Becky, what are you use?
I think a lot of DJs use other names.
Terence.
Yeah. You know, like Fatboy Slim, Norman Kirk and all that. Yes. So I think Terence it might Trent be right.
D'Arby. Radio 1 DJ Pete Tong had a few hits in the 1980s under the name Terence Trent D'Arby.
Well, he wasn't going to be called Terence Tong, was he?
No.
That would have been better.
Oh, wow.
Terence Tong.
Terence Trent Tong.
They like to change it to something a bit like double-barreled and sophisticated, don't they?
Okay, yeah. Well, you're all laughing at me, so I think, Chris, we should say no real.
Okay,
I think we should go with no real.
I think that's the obvious answer, though. I want to go with real.
Can I just point out it's a draw at this point?
So I'm going to go with real, yeah.
We're going with real. Pete Tong was called Terence Trent D'Arby in the 1980s and had some hits.
Please, yes.
That one... is no real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was an easy win.
Phil.
I just went for it.
Phil. Gosh. Messed it up for everyone. Well, your team.
Yeah.
And at the end of that round of real or no real, Chris looked really confused.
He does.
Because it's 10.3 per person, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, no, just go for 12.
About 50-ish.
Well, who's won?
To who?
Who's won?
Me and Becky have won anyway. That will do.
Oh, okay, good. Congratulations. Well, that really clears it up.
I can't give you a score.
And thank you, Dan and Phil.
That's thanks. Okay, yes, the highlights reel of our show will be up on the Radio 1 YouTube soon, but yes, to get this,
it.
Yeah,
as
we
a
have
package.
Brought you an actual bundle of joy.
It's a giant truffle with a USB stick stuck to it.
Yes. That's the biggest truffle ever.
Is there a truffle
ever.
Inside there?
I'd hope so, but we're actually going to give the truffle to Becky.
Yeah, the USB stick is for Scott,
thank you.
And then the giant truffle is for Becky.
That's because, a brilliant present. Yeah,
it's full
we're gonna,
of chocolate.
We're going to miss you, Becky. You helped us through our first innuendo bingo.
It was a scary time.
It was a scary time.
Painted half man at the Fringe Festival as well.
Yes, see, Edinburgh. Like good memories.
I went on Twitter as soon as the news was announced and everyone was like, no, I just burst out in tears at work.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Emotional times, emotional scenes all over the UK today.
So have a giant truffle.
Yeah.
There we go.
So if you check out the Radio 1 YouTube, our video, the 20-minute highlights from our show will be on there now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as well as checking that out on Radio 1 YouTube, make sure you get Dan and Phil, listen and watch 7 p.m. on Sunday. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that was Monday's Scott Mills Show. Make sure you join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 Live. We'll have Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. If you can't do that, then get this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.